בחינות הבגרות באנגלית, מועד קיץ, תשע"ד, 2014. לתלמידים אינטרניים ואקסטרניים הנבחנים בשאלון ה' מודיול E. שלום רב. היום אתם נבחנים בבחינות הבגרות בשפה האנגלית, ובעוד רגע ישודר הקטע בהבנת הנשמע. נשמיע לכם את הקטע הזה פעמיים. הודעה חשובה למשגיחי הבחינות ולנבחנים, אסור להקליט את הקטעים. יש להאזין לקטעים בשתי הקריאות שבשידור בלבד. בסיום השידור, על התלמידים לשים את מקלטי הרדיו או כל מכשיר אחר בצידי החדר.
Hello students, today you are sitting for your Bagrut examination in English. In a moment, you will hear the text of your listening comprehension test, which will be read twice. And now, the first broadcast.
ואתה השידור הראשון.
Hello listeners, this is Sarah Greenwood in the studio. Today's program is about sleep, a subject that is of interest to us all. Our guest is Dr. Alan Milner, who specializes in treating people with sleep problems. Hello, Dr. Milner.
Hello, Sarah.
Tell us, please, do a lot of people have trouble sleeping?
More than you might expect. A recent study in England examined over 20,000 adults and found that more than half of them had sleep problems. In fact, 55% of the participants in the study said they find it hard to get a good night's sleep. Sleep problems were found to be more common among older people than among younger ones, and more women than men said they have trouble sleeping.
Do doctors know why so many people don't sleep well?
Well, there are the obvious reasons. Some people are terribly bothered by noise, and others can't sleep when they are under any kind of stress. But most of my patients simply say they lie awake thinking about the events of the past day or planning for the next one. This happens even if they don't have any special problems to worry about. We're not really sure why some people find it difficult to turn their brains off at night and go to sleep.
And does it really matter if you don't get a good night's sleep?
Yes, definitely. We know that not getting enough sleep has both physical and emotional effects, and it often makes it hard for you to keep up your daily routine. For example, people who don't sleep well often have less energy and also have difficulty concentrating during the day. They can also feel more depressed and lonely. In extreme cases, they may even have serious health issues such as heart problems.
But there are ways to deal with sleep problems, aren't there? What about sleeping pills?
It's true they're the most common form of treatment, but pills often have unpleasant side effects. Moreover, in many cases, they don't do much good. About half the patients to whom I give sleeping pills continue to suffer from lack of sleep. Many people think they can solve the problem by taking a nap in the afternoon or sleeping late on the weekend. But in fact, studies have shown that the best thing you can do is to go to bed at the same time and get up at the same time every day. If you keep up this kind of routine, you're most likely to get the sleep you need.
And is there anything else we can do?
Yes, actually there are several other things that can help. Experts agree, for example, that a dark bedroom is very important, and I mean completely dark. Even the light coming from the screen of a computer or a cell phone can trick the brain into thinking that it's daytime and prevent you from falling asleep. In addition, there are some things you should avoid if you want to improve the quality of your sleep. That is, to sleep the whole night through until the clock wakes you up in the morning. For instance, you should not have a large meal before bedtime. Certain foods in particular, such as onions, beans, and peppers, should not be eaten at night. And while everyone knows that physical exercise is good for you, it's best not to do it right before you go to bed. In fact, try to finish exercising at least 3 hours earlier.
Thank you for those tips, Dr. Milner. I'm sure many of our listeners will find them very helpful. This ends our program. Goodbye.
זה היה השידור הראשון. אפשר להשיב על השאלות. נשמיע את כמה צלילים, ואחר כך נשמיע את הקטע השני. ואתה השידור השני.
Hello, listeners. This is Sarah Greenwood in the studio. Today's program is about sleep, a subject that is of interest to us all. Our guest is Dr. Alan Milner, who specializes in treating people with sleep problems. Hello, Dr. Milner.
Hello, Sarah.
Tell us, please, do a lot of people have trouble sleeping?
More than you might expect. A recent study in England examined over 20,000 adults and found that more than half of them had sleep problems. In fact, 55% of the participants in the study said they find it hard to get a good night's sleep. Sleep problems were found to be more common among older people than among younger ones, and more women than men said they have trouble sleeping.
Do doctors know why so many people don't sleep well?
Well, there are the obvious reasons. Some people are terribly bothered by noise, and others can't sleep when they are under any kind of stress. But most of my patients simply say they lie awake thinking about the events of the past day or planning for the next one. This happens even if they don't have any special problems to worry about. We're not really sure why some people find it difficult to turn their brains off at night and go to sleep.
And does it really matter if you don't get a good night's sleep?
Yes, definitely. We know that not getting enough sleep has both physical and emotional effects, and it often makes it hard for you to keep up your daily routine. For example, people who don't sleep well often have less energy, and also have difficulty concentrating during the day. They can also feel more depressed and lonely. In extreme cases, they may even have serious health issues such as heart problems.
But there are ways to deal with sleep problems, aren't there? What about sleeping pills?
It's true they're the most common form of treatment, but pills often have unpleasant side effects. Moreover, in many cases, they don't do much good. About half the patients to whom I give sleeping pills continue to suffer from lack of sleep. Many people think they can solve the problem by taking a nap in the afternoon or sleeping late on the weekend. But in fact, studies have shown that the best thing you can do is to go to bed at the same time and get up at the same time every day. If you keep up this kind of routine, you're most likely to get the sleep you need.
And is there anything else we can do?
Yes, actually, there are several other things that can help. Experts agree, for example, that a dark bedroom is very important, and I mean completely dark. Even the light coming from the screen of a computer or a cell phone can trick the brain into thinking that it's daytime and prevent you from falling asleep. In addition, there are some things you should avoid if you want to improve the quality of your sleep. That is, to sleep the whole night through until the clock wakes you up in the morning. For instance, you should not have a large meal before bedtime. Certain foods in particular, such as onions, beans, and peppers, should not be eaten at night. And while everyone knows that physical exercise is good for you, it's best not to do it right before you go to bed. In fact, try to finish exercising at least 3 hours earlier.
Thank you for those tips, Dr. Milner. I'm sure that many of our listeners will find them very helpful. This ends our program. Goodbye.
זה היה השידור השני. אם לא סיימתם להשיב על השאלות, המשיכו לעשות זאת עכשיו, ואחר כך המשיכו בשאר חלקי הבחינה. משרד החינוך וכל ישראל מאחלים לכולכם הצלחה בבחינות הבגרות. שלום.